gender queer,
a term which refers to individuals who queer or problematize the hegemonic notions of sex, gender, and desire in a given society. Rommel, however, steps in to simplify it on Queerilicious.
Everyone, welcome, good evening. This is Queerlicious. Rommel's not around today. This is Aarti instead of Rommel. I am taking care of the show today. And we have Nadir with us. So, as the first question always goes, what do you identify yourself as?
I identify myself as a gay man.
Awesome.
Happy and gay.
Happy and gay. We like it that way.
Yes.
I can be a poet. Okay. So where do we begin? How did this journey start with you?
Nice question, actually. Very interesting. As a child, always attracted towards men. And yeah, seniors in my school, they're like really hot, some Parsi boys, you know how they are, very fair and good looking. And that's how it all started. And then, yeah, getting sexually attracted towards them.
But did you know it was sexual attraction?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah.
How old were you then?
As a child, when I was in primary school, I didn't know it was sexual attraction. It was just attraction.
Okay.
And the attention that I was getting. But when I moved in my secondary school and went 7th grade and stuff, that's when it started. Yes, I was sexually attracted towards men.
Okay.
And that's how it all started. And yeah, here I am. Proud gay man.
Awesome. So how many years now since you've known you're gay?
Lost the count, actually.
Okay. You talk like you're 60, by the way.
Oh.
All right. So what do you do when girls hit on you? Do girls hit on you?
Yeah. At work, there are a few girls who are not aware of my sexuality.
Okay.
I don't blame them.
Okay. No, I don't blame them either. But yeah, you're not out at work, really.
I am. I mean, if anyone would walk up to me and ask me about my sexuality,
okay, right.
I would say, yes, I am.
Okay, so, but there are girls who still haven't figured it out.
I guess they're blind.
Okay. Cool. Are you out to your family?
That's the only part which I don't think so. It would be very comfortable to know about my sexuality, but the rest of the world knows about it. So
okay.
It's only my family who doesn't know about my sexuality, but the rest of the world knows about it.
Okay, when you say family, you mean parents as well as siblings?
Siblings, yes.
They don't know either?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
I have a lot of people come in who have not confided in their parents, but siblings, yes.
I'm not too close to my siblings. It's just
but you're the younger one, so that's okay.
I don't think so. They belong to that school of thought. Their thought
okay.
process is way too different. I think to each his own, to each her own. So I want to live this lifestyle and they want to live that lifestyle. So I totally respect that. And I would appreciate
okay.
if they would respect it as well. I'm sure they would.
Okay, well, let's hope you find out whenever you find out.
Yeah.
So tell me, Nadir. When did you have to come out the first time, maybe to your friends or...
Well, in school, my classmates used to tease me, my seniors and things like that, because of my behavior. I always used to ignore them
okay.
and thought that it's just a phase that will go by and
okay.
I will be all right. And then I started working, college, people were least bothered. So I didn't have to really explain
okay.
things to them.
That's
but
nice. Ooh, we have a caller. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, you're listening to Queerlicious. Who's this?
Hi, this is Deepak here.
Hi, Deepak.
I would like to talk to Nadir.
One second.
Sure.
Nadir?
Hi, Deepak.
So I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking.
And I'm doing good too. Thank you for asking.
Okay, Nadir, if I may ask you one question.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, let me get into question. Let me not take much of your time here.
No, no, take all the time you want. As long as the question is good and you give us some dirt on Nadir, we're happy.
I really hope this question is good enough for him to answer. Okay, here we go.
Please mm-hmm. go ahead.
Okay, what's your future plans in the sense, are you going to marry a guy and settle down If yes, then do you have that person already in your life?
Mm-hmm. Mm, quite a question.
Well, I'm just curious to know that. If not, then probably I can try.
All right.
I'm guessing you already know Nader. You're one of Nader's friends, aren't you? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. You already know Nader, don't you?
Do you?
No, I don't.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
I just sensed you could be his friend, but yeah, go on.
No, not exactly, because I've seen him, but never dared to go and speak to him till today.
Ah, okay.
So he doesn't even know me, to be honest with you.
All right. So.
All right. Quite interesting. I need to know who you are. So, yes, I have plans to settle down with a man whom I love. But it is very difficult for me to find out who the man is. I'm still looking for that man. But yeah, waiting for the right time and the right man to come in my life, fall in love, and yes, settle down.
Oh, you made my day. Trust me, that means options are still open.
Okay. Yes, yes, options are still open. I'm looking, I'm checking out, yes.
Okay, that answers my question. And if I may ask one more question, just in case if I have time, can I?
Yes, yes.
Okay, see, it takes a lot to be open, especially in office. So I tried, but I miserably failed till today. No one knows who I am apart from me.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty close friends of mine who are gays and bisexuals.
Mm-hmm.
So, how is it you're able to be so open and bold? How did you get that courage? Probably if you can transfer some to me, I can also try that.
Sure. Well, you don't need courage. Just be who you are. Be sure of what you are. And people will respect you for what you are, how you are, and who you are. If they don't, they are not worth being friends with. And just maintain that colleague kind of a relationship with them. And till the time they do not impact your life, I don't think so there should be any problem. So just be happy and be what you are.
Super. Let me try that, probably. Yeah. But I'm really not sure, because I'm trying for last 5 to 6 years to be out, at least in office. But I'm not able to do so.
But honestly speaking, people at work really don't need to know what your preferences are in life. But if you think that they need to know and you would be more comfortable around your colleagues, then it's totally your decision. You can come out to them and tell them what you are, what your feelings are. And I'm sure most of the multinational organizations in India, and I work in one of them, and they are quite accepting. And I face no problem. So I think you would also not face any problem. I mean, I have no idea which company you work for, but hoping that they'll accept you the way you are.
Okay. The reason why I'm a little confused is, especially in office, they do make or pass many comments on gays and lesbians, and they make a joke out of it.
Do they pass at you? Make passes at you?
It's so embarrassing, if at all, I would be, open. So that's what is stopping me.
So do they make do they pass any comments on you about you?
Not on me, because they don't even know about my feelings towards guys. So it's just a general comment that they make about.
If I may interrupt in between, I think a lot of people pass these comments because they don't know what it is to be,
absolutely
a lesbian. So I think it would be a perfect chance for you to let them know what it is all about being gay.
Yeah.
I mean, whether they're accepting about it or not is a different issue, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's mostly ignorant. So I don't think you should mistake their ignorance for hostility or,
Absolutely. So why don't you do one thing? Pride is coming up. And why don't you invite all your friends whom you want to come out to and get them to Pride? That would be great. That would be a good way of introducing them to the LGBTIQ community and be a part of it.
Well, Navi, I'm literally struggling here to be open, and you're asking me to get those people to pay for it?
Just say that there's a parade happening.
Sometimes it's baby steps, sometimes it's just boom. So
yeah.
You can pick either one.
Okay, Navi. I'll see what I can do.
All the best.
Yeah, thanks, and wish you happy birthday one more time.
Thank you very much, Deepak.
Yep, and
thank
you so much for your time.
No, thank you for calling us and talking to us for so long and asking us amazing questions.
Sure, it's my pleasure talking to both of you.
All right, hope to hear from you again.
Sure, definitely.
All right, bye-bye.
Sure.
Bye, Deepak.
Bye-bye.
All right, so you were telling me about your coming out story, that you never really had to come out to anybody in school or college.
See, people are ignorant in school and college because you don't have great exposure. And during our era, I don't know whether you were part of the same era.
Ah, we have to find out.
Yes.
I still haven't told you my age and you haven't told yours.
Maybe off air. So, yeah. We didn't have sex education happening in school and colleges at that time.
Okay.
So,
oh, yay. We have another caller.
Great.
One second. There you are. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi. Oh, I'm Omkar here.
Sorry, can you?
I'm Omkar here.
Omkar. Hi, Omkar.
Hi, Omkar.
Hey, hi, Nadir. I called up to say you hi.
Thank you very much, Omkar. How are you doing?
I'm good. Where you have vanished, man?
Here in Bangalore, not too far from where you live.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
You guys know each other,
okay,
but don't
meet.
Good
to see you on the show.
Thank you.
I'm listening.
Yeah?
All right, yeah. Awesome. Do you have any question or do you have any dirt on Nadir?
No. I just called up to say hi.
I'm sure you do. Come on, give us something. He can't be all good boy that he's sitting in front of me.
Nah, nothing as such.
He was my neighbor when I used to live in Indranagar.
Okay.
So very close by.
Okay. All right, Omkar, thank you so much for calling in and saying hi.
Thank you very much, Omkar.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah. So before the call, you were telling me.
So we didn't have any sex education in school and colleges. So I didn't bother to tell them what I was and no explanation to be given there.
Okay. It's not that you had to hide or anything. You just didn't bother to.
Yeah, and my college friends, my classmates in college, they were least bothered about anything.
Okay.
And
whenever I talk to a girl or guy who's gay, that's what they tell me. I mean, we're not comfortable hanging out with our straight friends. I mean, this is just one of the things. Because they always talk about girls or, you know, guys say they talk about girls. So what did you do in those situations in college?
Pretend to be straight.
Okay. You didn't, I don't know, you didn't find it difficult after a point?
See, I was very pansy as a child and in school and college. And I'm pretty sure that they had an idea in college, but they really didn't bother about it. And how does it make a difference to what they talk? Because all we used to do is bunk college, go to the canteen or go out, eat samosas, vada pav, and maybe watch a movie or go to Marine Drive and sit there.
That's so nice. It's my college life was like that.
Yeah, my college was very close to Marine Drive, so okay. Could manage to reach there.
Cool. So, okay, that's all on your coming out. So now that you're working, you never really had to approach, like, specifically come out to anybody. It's just very obvious, and if somebody ask you, then you say, yes, I'm gay.
Well, yes, at times the gay in me just pops out and you're like, oh, yes, it's there, Queen Latifah. But yeah, I mean, network professionalism, and if anyone has any questions, I don't mind answering them.
Ooh, you're popular, Nadir. Another caller for us.
Great.
Hello, you're listening to Queerlicious. Who's this?
Hi, can you hear me loud and clear?
Yes, I can hear you.
Just a second, let me check my phone's volume. Just a second.
All right. We can hear you. You can go on.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, my name is George, and just called up to speak with Aarti and Nadir.
Hi, George. This is Aarti.
Hi, George.
Yep, just... hi Nadir, how are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Are you friends?
All right, nothing, just called up to say something, as in every time we talk about the gay rights and LGBT, I'm not denying the fact, but then there have been few instances, as in with me also it has happened once, that I have been, I've been, I would not say abused, but then someone tried to hit on me and it really made me uncomfortable. So, how do we go about it? As in, you know,
someone tried to hit on you,
and
a guy
tried
to.
I understand that, you know, gay bashing or something is wrong, but then how about someone gay trying on a guy who is not quite aware about it?
All right. So, George, you're saying that you're a straight man?
Yeah.
That's great.
I have a girlfriend. We are engaged and we are about to get married.
Wow. I didn't know that we have straight men listening to our show. That's interesting. Wow. Good.
And
yeah, then it's quite
you're saying
good
you've
to know
had
about
gay men
things which I'm not aware about, but then still.
So if you have a gay man hitting on you and you're not quite comfortable about it, just talk to that man. I'm sure all the gay men are very understanding and they would just understand that you are not our kinds, and you know, you're straight, you don't like men and you like girls and you want to get married and produce babies and have a family, send your kids to school, so make them understand that your preferences are different, and yeah, I'm sure they will understand what your preferences are and not disturb you after that.
All right, but then of course, how do you expect a person to go out and find, you know, someone whom you know? It's just one of the incidents.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Yeah, can you repeat what you're saying?
No, I said that how do you expect a person to go out and find who this guy was, because it was just one of the incidents, like normally eve teasing happens or anything like that?
I think you should just ignore if there's any sort of eve teasing or someone's trying to pass a comment. Just ignore it, because I don't think so that should make any difference to you, because when an elephant walks around, so, I mean, sorry, wrong example.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't get that.
Sorry. So if anyone's passing any comment or saying anything about you or saying that you, oh my God, you are hot or sexy, take it as a compliment and just ignore. And live a happy, straight, married life.
Anyone will take it as a compliment. How about someone being physical with someone when, you know, when the person doesn't admire it or doesn't like it?
Well, such instances are very less.
Yes, they happen to both men and women. It's,
yeah.
It's not much you can do about it. You can just tell the person to back off. I think in most cases they do back off.
And I would recommend one thing. Carry pepper spray with you. If you don't like it, just remove it and... That's it.
Yeah, you're
done.
You say back off, and if they don't pepper spray them, that's your idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Thank you very much, George.
Thank you so much for calling us, George.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yes, the poor guy has been hit on by a gay guy.
I know, that's terrible. Well, I apologize to George on behalf of the community. But don't worry, George. All the men are not the same in our community. That doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, and so what about the community? And you're from Bombay, right?
Yes.
How is it different from, I mean, Bangalore different from Bombay?
Well, Bombay, I interacted with many gay men, but never been part of any cause that I would support. I just went for Pride once. That was the second Pride in Bombay that I was part of. But I covered myself like one Muslim girl with all the, you know, the scarf around my face and then the mask on my face. So, yeah, that's what I did. And... never been part of any kind of cause or anything. You just go attend the meet that they have on a weekly basis or fortnightly basis, share my point of view, be part of the film festivals, but nothing productive that I've done. But after coming to Bangalore, there are a lot of things that I've been part of, like, for example, TV9 protest is something that I was part of. I have attended all the queer film festivals that was conducted by... BQFF. I've been part of those, and Gay Pride.
Like, for everyone listening out there, he's a big flirt, so you can always call him in, talk to him, flirt with him on air. He wouldn't mind.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. But boyfriends thode sambhal ke karne padte hain, to dekho kya hota hai abhi. I am all single.
Yay!
Yeah, so...
he's all single. Anyone listening there? Hello? Call me right now. The next guy to call, he's going to date. Another is going to date the next guy who's called. Okay, fine. Let me not say who you are. He's going to have a fling with the next guy who's called.
Let's see how it goes. So, That's about me. Teen boyfriend or fling so bahut uncountable hai.
Not just matlab aise ek sentence mein number deke khatam mat karo. Like tell me more about it. When did you have your first boyfriend?
First boyfriend to main actually underage tha jab mera first boyfriend tha. 17.5 saal ka tha main.
17.5
matlab 17 and a half Hindi English.
6 months underage
lekin uske pehle hi sab kuch illegal kaam karna shuru kar diya tha as in you know alcohol and smoking. क्या करें संगत का असर होता है तो really enjoyed my life and it was a great experience and great exposure to something called relationship because I never realized, never thought in my life, कभी सोचा ही नहीं था जिंदगी में कि किसी से प्यार होगा और कोई मेरी तरह का कोई एक बंदा है कि जिससे मुझे प्यार हो जाएगा और प्यार हुआ काफी अच्छा था. The relationship was very beautiful. Then obviously...
You're talking about your first relationship.
Yes. First relationship is always
it's
close
always
to your heart.
It's always really beautiful.
Yeah. So, acha tha, lekin obviously, pata nahi, kuch na kuch ho hi jata hai. Kisi na kisi se slip-ups ho jate hain, kuch chhagde ho jate hain, misunderstandings ho jati hain. Is wajah se humare beech mein kaafi misunderstandings ho gayi thi and things like that. So, yeah, we decided that it's better... To let each other be very happy the way we are and move on in life and yeah.
Okay, theek hai, sad stories nahi, give me the
I know. Happy ending to abhi tak nahi hui hai kisi ke bhi saath. So I'm just waiting for happy ending.
Okay.
Dekho kaun aata hai jo mujhe khush rakhega. Ya main obviously main bhi khush rakhunga. To dekho kya hota hai.
What type of guy do you like, Nadir?
There you got me.
The easiest questions are always the most difficult ones.
I know, it is. Well, everyone has their own preferences, but I would not like to talk about my preferences on air. I mean, preferences as in...
We already know your preference.
But on air as in... मैं नहीं चाहता हूँ कि लोगों को पता चले मुझे किस तरह के लड़के पसंद हैं. Let them explore what I like.
Aha, you're that kind of a guy.
Mm-hmm.
You already have a clue into your psyche.
बाल थोड़े कम हो सर पे.
बाल कम हो
सर पे
क्यों?
बस ऐसे
तुम्हें गंजे से लगते हैं क्या हो रहा है?
अभी क्या करूं थोड़ा तो हिंट देना था.
All right.
तो अभी जितने भी बाल वाले हैं
really old men who don't have any hair on their head.
तो हाँ जिसके भी सर पे बाल हैं मुझसे मिलना है प्लीज मुंडन करके आ जाओ.
Okay, fine. Since you refuse to tell me what kind of guys you like.
In detail.
Hey, you didn't tell me anything.
I just gave you gist of the information.
Ganja is not an information.
So, theek hai na, ganja. Baal nahi hone chahiye sar pe bas.
Arey yaar, theek hai yaar. Okay, what about your flings? You haven't told me much about your flings.
Yeah. Flings ke baare mein main, what do I say about my flings? It's flings.
I don't know, were you a bad boy from when you were 15?
No. Flings after every breakup.
After every breakup?
Haan.
Okay.
Ek do.
So, insert relationship and then insert a few flings. And then
no, I mean, relationship, long break, enjoy with fling. So, yeah, I mean, not really play around and all, but it is discussed well in advance that, you know.
All right.
No
okay.
Expectations.
So, Nadir is a really good bad boy. what do you do apart from, what do you do? I mean, I haven't asked you where you work, what you do.
Where I work? No.
Okay.
I work as a trainer. I teach culture and accent, so that's my profession.
An accent?
Yes.
What accents? Do me an accent.
Well, I just like to keep that off now. I'm too conscious, actually.
Okay,
throughout
fine.
This show, very I've been conscious. Very conscious and trying to be a little more confident, but yeah.
No, you've been perfect. Don't worry about it. Except you've been refusing anything I ask for. You don't tell me about your flings. You don't tell me, give me an accent. And you have a caller?
Great.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Quirlicious. Who am I talking to?
Yeah, Dr. Himank.
Dr. Himank?
Yeah.
Hi. Would you like to talk to Nadir or me?
Yeah, I want to, like, yeah.
Dr. Himank wants to...
Hi. Himang.
Hi, Nadir.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm also fine. I'm talking from Delhi. I'm Deepak's friend.
You're Deepak's friend?
Yeah.
That's nice. Deepak, the first caller, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I want to know about something. What kind of guys do you like?
The kind of guys that I like, I think I would just keep it as a secret ke aap figure out karo mujhe kaise ladke pasand hai. Huh?
I'm secret only. I'm a secret guy.
Acha secret ho. Aap secret ho lekin mujhe jo pasand hai wo bhi to secret hi hai. So wo secret
that's why we can go ahead now.
Okay. I'm not too sure. Long distance relationship.
Himank is a little, Nada is a little shy, Himank. So,
bahut sharmati hai. Tum nahi samjhoge.
Same here. I'd like to add him on
Facebook and see if you guys can hit it off. Suggesting.
Yeah, you can. You can look for Nadir Hassan on Facebook.
Okay.
Alright.
So, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Is there anything else you'd like to ask?
Do you like to sing?
I am a horrible bathroom singer. Forget about singer. I can't even sing in bathroom.
I refuse to believe that.
I have horrible voice and I'm never in tune, never in sync.
Okay, I will teach you, don't worry.
Deepak.
I would like to know what's happening.
I will definitely have to.
Alright, Himank. Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks, Himank.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. So, what do you do apart from your work?
Well, I love cooking. That's one of my my passions.
Will you marry me?
No. No. So, yeah, I love cooking. I enjoy cooking and I don't mind spending hours in the kitchen cooking and feeding my friends and flatmates and other people.
Wait, are you Punjabi by any chance?
Nahin, North India se hi hun, lekin roots North India se hai, paida bada Bombay mein hua, but I always wanted to be a chef as a child.
Kya ho gaya beech mein?
I just gave up. I'm like, let's just do normal education, finish your graduation because
Papa asked you to do a professional course and then you did.
No, actually my parents never bothered to tell any one of us to do anything. They're like, you guys are mature enough, decide what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we've done, all three of us.
That's really nice.
Yeah,
but
so
still, you could have still become a chef.
But the thing is that I've seen some of my friends struggling and their brothers struggling and getting tortured in the 5-star hotels for like 16 hours, 18 hours. You have to
People who are chefs.
Yeah.
And who are not having a great time.
Well, executive chefs, they do have a great time there, but sous
it's
chef
like any
and
other profession, like yeah, eventually yeah. You have a good time.
Interns and trainees, they have a rough time there. So I thought, normal padhai kar lo aur normal kaam karo.
Normal kaam karo. Side mein jo kuch bhi ho.
Haan, side mein jo bhi pasand hai, wo karo ghar pe aaram se. Okay. Mujhe saaf safai karna bhi bahut pasand hai, lekin I don't clean my room very often. I do clean my room, but I don't clean the house very often.
Okay. So what else do you like apart from cooking?
Apart from cooking, I just love talking. And my jokes are like big torture to new people.
I second him on that.
ऐसे खतरनाक जोक्स होते हैं मेरे कि लोगों को पहले तो समझ में नहीं आएंगे, समझ में आए तो मुझसे दोबारा नहीं मिलेंगे. तो whenever I meet someone new through a friend, a close friend,
you try not.
They always signpost their friend saying that just be careful with his jokes. He's just a little disturbed. You know, he's got a disturbed childhood or something like that. So that you know they get okay aware. हाँ ठीक है भैया ये कुछ बेवकूफों के जैसे ही बातें करेगा. Just ignore him for a while.
Uh-huh. So you like cooking and you like churning people's, biting people's ears off with your tongue. What else?
I like pets. There are two cute girls at home. Girls as in dogs.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're very cute and they're very
nice. What breed?
Two Rottweilers.
Okay. Yeah. Can you have them here or in Bombay?
They're not mine. They're my flatmates.
Acha, okay.
So, they're as good as mine. I love them a lot.
Uh-huh.
They're very cute.
How old are they?
They're 3 months old.
Oh, wow.
They are. So, they're very cute. They're very, very loving. And
that's nice. I have two dogs back at home myself.
Wow. Which breed do you have?
I have the teeny ones, Dachshunds.
Oh my god, I am super scared of that breed. I just maintain distance. Oh my god, they are super ferocious.
Actually, and female ones, yeah, they are a little more aggressive than the male.
Any
ones,
tiny dog is quite capable of biting you. And
so yeah, people don't know that. Tiny dogs are more ferocious, if anything.
Yeah. They're like Doberman.
So I have a female and a male one, and the female is very territorial.
Yeah, one of my friends got bitten by a Dachshund so badly. Can you just imagine, a tiny little sausage can climb up to his thigh and bite him there? Oh my god, that was hilarious.
Yes, they're very active. You have no idea. And god, they're so chalu, my god.
Chalu ek number ke hote hain, aur bas jab kuch chahiye hota hai, सुद्धू मिला के आ जाएंगे, उसके बाद काटने के लिए दौड़ते हैं पीछे.
अरे नहीं यार, that I think you're confusing between a cat and a dog.
नहीं नहीं नहीं, बिल्लियां मैंने भी पाली हैं, काफी अच्छी होती है, मुझे बिल्लियां भी पसंद है.
No, but dogs are always after you, they always want to cuddle, they always want to love.
Dachshunds नहीं, Dachshunds are pom. बिल्कुल नहीं कर्ज करना आता हूँ दोनों
को. Do not compare Dachshunds with poms. I take offense.
I do. Yeah, poms are horrible, Dachshunds are bad.
I wouldn't say poms are horrible. I just think they're, well,
cranky,
a little irritating.
Very cranky. I don't know. मुंह पे सेलोटेप लगा देना चाहिए उनके. But anyways, Peeta ने सुन लिया तो मेरे को जेल में डाल देंगे. So let's move on to something else.
Here we are talking about, you know, equality and
yes.
Understanding.
Now, I love all the dogs and I just love them wholeheartedly. सबके कुत्ते मेरे दोस्त.
Okay, so apart from loving pets, cooking, and what else? Your bad jokes.
Bad jokes, yeah. Bahut khatarnak hoti.
Give me one more thing.
One more thing. Main actually, बस मैं बड़बड़ करते रहता हूँ, चाहे कुछ भी हो जाए. लाइक फॉर एग्जाम्पल, मैं अपने फ्लैटमेट को इतना टॉर्चर करता हूँ. सुबह में वो शिफ्ट से आता है, आई ऑलवेज टॉर्चर हिम. आई लाइक, हे कैन यू कम टू माय रूम, विल जस्ट हैव अ सिगरेट एंड यू जस्ट स्पेंड 5 minutes विद मी एंड देन यू कैन गो एंड स्लीप.
मेबी आई शुड मेक दिस अनाउंसमेंट, स्मोकिंग इज इंजूरियस टू हेल्थ पीपल.
यस स्मोकिंग, या एंड अंडर एज पीपल हु आर अंडर 18 एंड 21, प्लीज बी अवे फ्रॉम सिगरेट्स. Statutory warning.
Remember that whole ad, yaar.
Dhun Praman, Sehat ke liye. Dhun Praman or whatever Prabhan is. Sehat ke liye thoda.
Dhumrapan, say it again.
मुझे वो प्रनाउंस नहीं करना, तो बहुत खतरनाक. धूम्रपान, धूम्रपान सेहत के लिए हानिकारक है. आप तंबाकू अथवा सिगरेट से दूर रहे.
No, I'm talking about the tar bit. You know, the ad that comes everywhere.
Achha, haan, waise sponge ko dabaakar.
Exactly.
Bahut khatarnak hai wo.
All right, we've been yapping a lot. You're a Muslim.
Yes.
So, do you find there is any difference in being a gay Muslim in our country? Okay, let's say not our country. Our country is a big thing. But
yeah.
Has there been any difference in the way you were brought up, or think, or the way you behave, or in your coming out? Is it more difficult? Is it less difficult? How's your life different?
Well, most of the Muslim families that I know of, and my relatives, my family, good example, very conservative Muslim family, and the concept of homosexuality is very alien to them. So it will be very difficult for any of my relatives and my parents to digest the fact that one of their nephews or son, brother, cousin is gay.
But the same can be said about any family, not just the Muslim family.
Well, the families that I've known of, Hindu or Christian families or Punjabi or Parsi or other religions, they are very accepting. And they've accepted their children, their kids, the way they are.
You mean from the beginning, or you mean eventually they?
Eventually, they have. Okay. And I'm not aware of many Muslim families where they've accepted their kids. And obviously, Muslim guys talking about it. I mean, I'm not talking on behalf of anyone. Please don't take me wrong here. But I don't know many Muslim men who would talk about these things to their family and they would just give in and get married. But I'm pretty sure that I would not get married to a girl.
Pretty sure?
I'm confident.
Okay. Is that one of the reasons that you haven't come out to your parents till now?
Well, I don't think so. They need to know.
Okay.
So if they need to know, I will tell it to them.
Okay.
But till the time they don't need to know, I don't think so. I will tell it to them because unnecessary stress, I don't want to give it to my parents till the time I can take care of things.
Because
yeah.
They understand it.
Hmm. But the day I know that I have someone to stand by me, the song, you remember, yeah? So stand by me and support, not support, but yeah, emotional support when I'm coming out to my parents. I know my friends are always there.
Mm-hmm.
I have some lovely friends here in Bangalore. And
starting with your siblings?
As I said, I don't think so. They will be very accepting. But yeah, when I would come out to my family, I think it would be with my siblings and...
Okay, you're going to do it all
together. So it's like, come home, I'm going to cook food, and I have an atom bomb for all of you. It's going to burst in like another half an hour, and let's do it.
Okay, let's hope it all, you know, ends up well for you.
Yep.
Okay, serious stuff over.
Yes.
And, no, I was asking you if you were the first move kind of guy.
I generally, even on the websites, I generally don't like to message people. So I wait for people to message. And yeah, I don't like to make the first move because of which a lot of people think that I have tons of attitude problem. And, but yeah, I have attitude. I do, but it's not a harmful attitude which would harm anyone. So.
Okay, I don't quite see it, but... He's a nice guy, people. You know, do you remember you wanted to be secretive and you didn't want to tell anyone but yourself, but you have told us quite a bit now.
Yeah, actually.
So, we know what your hobbies are. We know what you do apart from work. We know that you don't make your first move. We know you're shy.
Very.
Okay, so since you now know two cities well, right? Bombay
yeah.
and Bangalore.
Yes.
So how is how long have you been experiencing the gay community in Bombay before you came to Bangalore?
Well, I don't remember the number of years, but yeah, it was a very long time that I have experienced the gay community and the gay scene in Bombay, and it was quite interesting. And well, the parties used to be awesome in Bombay, and at least used to go until 2 a.m., 3 in the morning.
Yeah, that's one thing we miss, not being in Bombay.
Absolutely, even I miss that one thing here in Bangalore, that I can't party till late. Yeah, at home, that's a different thing, but in a club or a disco, not possible.
And then Bombay is, well, I've never really lived in Bombay, but
uh-huh.
Bombay is supposed to be a very safe city.
Well, yes, it is it is the only safest city, I would say. No offense to any of the listeners,
metropolitan
or tier 2 cities, because in Bombay, I have seen my friends who've been like drolly drunk girls, especially, and they just sit in the auto and they tell the auto driver where exactly they live,
mm-hmm.
and the auto drivers would just take them exactly the place that they've told them,
mm-hmm.
and drop them safely. So I have never heard that auto drivers or cab drivers misbehaving with girls at any wee hours of the night. But
okay.
I think it's the safest place. I have never experienced anything weird happening to me, wherein I have traveled all by myself at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the night, mm-hmm. in auto rickshaws. And safe, very super, super safe.
Cool. So gay or not, Bombay?
It doesn't matter.
How is it different? I mean, how do you find it different now that you're here in Bangalore?
I think Bangalore is comparatively not safe because I'm very scared to travel all by myself in Bangalore in nights.
That's probably because it shuts down earlier.
It doesn't matter. Even Bombay shuts down after a while, right? I mean, can't be open 24/7. There are a few places, but even that city needs to relax and sleep and take the rest. Mm-hmm. And Bangalorean needs some little more. So even Bombay shuts down. But here, if you see, you would not see auto drivers late in the night. It is very difficult to find an auto. At times, even the cab services...
Auto drivers are there. It's just, they rip you off. They're going to ask you double the meter.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. But they rip you off and they charge you extra. That's a different thing. But it's very difficult to find those as well.
But you know what? I have found, I mean, whatever time of day or night, mm-hmm. I've kind of made it my personal mission not to pay more than the meter charge.
Proud of you. Trust me. You know, in Bangalore, we should have the meter band day wherein, you know, nobody in Bangalore should use auto for at least a day. That's when the auto drivers would realize.
Yeah, but we should. But then, I don't know, one day, would it really matter to them? They would incur a lot of loss. But
yeah, and we did it in Bombay.
Change the attitude.
We did it in Bombay and it made a lot of difference.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Huh. Maybe we should. Yeah, like, so, community.
And you know, it's so unsafe over here. I mean, I have been gay and...
Hope my parents are not listening to this. Mom and Dad, this is not unsafe, okay?
Yeah. She's safe. I will drop her home.
But yeah, you were saying.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've been as flamboyant as I can be in Bombay as well, uh-huh. the way I am here. But I have never experienced something that I experienced over here, which again added hatred towards the city. And, you know, people judging me for what I am and labeling me as some prick in the society. I mean, I experienced gay bashing here and it was really hard, disheartening and very scary moment for me. I never experienced something of that sort.
Oh, wow.
Or jab hua tha, I was traumatized.
When did this happen?
It happened jab main Bangalore relocate hua tha. Main June mein hua tha, 2011 mein Bangalore relocate. Aur ye mere saath hua tha November mein Pride ke baad. To Pride ke baad ke party ke baad hum gaye the Empire mein khana khane, hum dost log.
Oh, okay.
To wahan pe, and the surprising bit was that nobody from management or the community, people were around, don't want to take names.
When you say community, you mean the...
The community, right, the community, yes, community? Yes.
There were, I mean, there are a lot of people around you.
Yeah, because party khatam hote hi sab chale gaye the Empire.
Achha.
And I was a little surprised that, though I can't fight, you know, not the fighting person. And the other three were also not great fighters, so...
Okay. No, but what was the situation? Why did you have to think of fighting?
There were these straight men who were provoking us to fight with them. And gandi gandi baate kar rahe the, gaaliyan de rahe the. I mean, hamari bhi zaban hai, hum bhi gaali de sakte hain. But it's a family restaurant at the end of the day. There were families. Okay. But...
because you were gay?
Because two of my friends had some makeup.
You would have your...
Yeah, all the jing bang. But it's our life, whatever we want to. Even if I want to wear skirt and walk around, like for example, mm-hmm. I supported the cause for the rape, Delhi rape case. Mm-hmm. And I wore skirt and I walked from Brigade Road to Cubbon Park. And from Cubbon Park, I changed the skirt and I wore... All the more shortest skirt, and I walked till Koshi's.
There was
recently.
Particular thing happened in Cubbon Park, right?
Yeah.
Like where the guys got together.
Yeah, and I wore like the extremely micro mini short skirt, and I was walking around.
That was still in the day.
How does it matter?
No, I'm asking you.
Yeah, it was in the day, but agar main wo skirt pehen ke, abhi bhi raste pe ghumunga, and say that main support kar raha hu ek cause ko, to kuch nahi hoga. Lekin agar pata chal gaya ki main gay hu, to aake peet doge mujhe. To yahi ek cheez hai which scared the shit out of me. Sorry, wrong word to use.
Yes, no profanities.
Scared the crap out of me. And that's one thing that, you know, people need to understand, that we are just as normal as you are, straight community. And
education, people don't know enough.
Absolutely. And I feel that The way you think, you are scared, a straight community scared of us. I don't know too many of them. I know very few of them who are scared of the gay community. Gay community is equally scared of you. No, it was just a joke. We love you equally.
I think people who are scared just don't know enough. That's the only problem. And how do you educate everybody?
Like, we had a caller, George, who was... confused, I mean, who got hit on by a gay man.
Uh-huh.
But since he didn't know much about it and didn't know how to handle the situation,
yeah.
So maybe we can consider him as one of the homophobes. But it would be wrong to label him.
To label him as homophobe because of an incident that happened to him.
Yeah, but now since we educated him, and I'm sure he wouldn't talk to that gay friend or the person if he happens to meet that person again,
right.
And try to understand that what was the thing, why is he trying to do, and then understand what the person is. So I don't think so he would be an homophobe anymore. I mean, I have been the first gay man in a lot of people's life at work.
Mm-hmm.
And I have told them, yes, I am. And they ask me too many questions. As in, what do you guys do? How do you guys do? Where do you guys meet?
Everyone, you know, has a lot of questions because since it's a new thing for somebody who doesn't know what...
Actually, it's not a new thing. It's been there in the society for like a billion years.
Who a gay person is, mm-hmm. or what they do, or, you know.
Yeah, the what they do in quotes.
Yeah, more I wouldn't want to
get there.
That.
Yeah.
But... when I got to know what gays were back in school the first time, even I had the same doubt. I mean, what do they do?
Secret.
So I think if people were educated, but how do you educate them? That's the question.
Padhe likhe jahil.
One on one.
Or
jitna ho sake aap educate karte rahiye.
Aur summit offices mein actually karna chahiye. Har ek organization mein unko at least महीने में या साल में एक बार तो गे एजुकेशन देनी चाहिए.
And one last question for you. What do you like most about being gay?
What do I like most being about gay? Well, I'm fashionable.
Uh-huh.
Clean.
Okay.
Yeah. So being gay is very special, I think, you know. And I think only special people are gay. It's just like you always think about the fairies around you. You want your parties to be very special. Yes, people would come.
I think so too.
Yeah, people consider us to be very stereotypical and very pink kind of guys. But
there are stereotypes and then there aren't. So.
Yeah, so being gay is fabulous, it's fantastic, it's awesome.
Yes, and all the F words. Fabulous,
yes.
Fantastic, and...
Beep, beep, beep. Beep.
Alright, so that is the end of our show today.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.